This is Pixel Fiend with the twat for Tuesday, October 25th. Today I'm going to talk about putting a complete Debian distro on the Sharp Zaurus handheld. When I first got my Zaurus SL5500 about a year ago, I was really happy to have a handheld that ran Linux and that I could use to SSH in my servers and boxes around my home and work. But the more I used it, the more I started to notice some of its drawbacks. I had put OPI on it, which is a GUI for the Open Zaurus operating system. OpenZaurus is an alternative to the operating system that originally came installed on the Zaurus. One of the biggest problems I had was limitations in file space. The ROM images you install split your RAM and storage space, so I could choose to allocate more of my 64 megs of RAM that I had to RAM, to storage, or to make it even. The Zaurus comes with one slot each for a compact flash or for secure digital cards. And though I had a CF card, the slot was often used for my wireless card. I had bought a 512 megabyte SD card, but was upset to find that I had problems running applications off of it. I also wasn't very happy to see how a lot of the apps I wanted to run had been discontinued, and links on many of the websites that offered help led to nowhere. This isn't to say that there isn't some really good info available, or that the OpenZaurus is unusable. Far from it. I was just looking for more. I wanted something a lot closer to what I was using on the desktop. Last April, I found the Pocket Workstation project at pocketworkstation.org. This is a full complete Debian distro with a GUI that runs on a storage card. The install is very easy, and since it could run on my SD card, it felt kind of like I was running a live CD. The distro runs in a chroot environment, and to use it, you run a VNC server in the OpenZaurus operating system and a VNC client to run the GUI. Once you're in the environment, you can run most Linux apps under X11. You'll notice that the first thing you see is an enlarged Xterm window. Four icons at the top of the screen allow you to view the rest of a virtual screen that's bigger than the physical screen itself. As you zoom out a bit, you'll notice that you have four standard workspaces and several Xterm windows open and running. Your window manager can be configured like any other with appropriate configuration files. Pocket Workstation uses the ICE window manager. Now if I want to run a specific Linux app, I can run apt-get and install it just like any other Debian distro. I've used it to warwalk with Kismet, listen to MP3s, get and read email, administer servers and my Asterisk box, transfer files via FTP and SCP back and forth between home and work, and a variety of other things, just like I would with a laptop. Like I said before, installation's easy. To run Pocket Workstation, you need a storage card with a Unix file system, preferably ext2, and at least 95 megs of free space, and more if you're going to install directly from the card. You also need at least 20 megs free RAM on the Zaurus itself, which makes me happy that I use the OpenZaurus ROM with a larger amount of RAM. If you've ever flashed the ROM on a Zaurus, you can appreciate the contortions you have to go through to hit the correct 1.5mm buttons on the right in the right order. I have big hands, and it's kind of tough. Several of the Zaurus models are supported, but I'm going to stick with my SL5500 for this tutorial. Check out the website for instructions for your specific model and to learn of any known bugs or problems. Pocket Workstation recommends the Crow ROM, but I'm running OPI 3.5.2 and haven't had any problems. Next, you need the Zaurus-Debian.tgz archive from the Pocket Workstation site. Go there and scroll down for the download link. There are two sizes. The largest one is 195 megs. The smaller one is 95 megs. See the site for a list of packages. Next, make sure the card you're installing on is mounted using ext2. I had to go to my FS tab and change it from auto to ext2 just as the site suggested. If you have access to a card reader on a Linux workstation, it's faster to unpack the archive there and just install it to Visaris. I didn't, so I transferred the archive to the card and unpacked it there. That's under the /mnt/card directory for my SD card. It'd be /mnt/cf for a compact flash card. Next, download GNU tar and with wget and gunzip it. Make the destination directory with mkdir and call it debroot. Then unpack the archive into the debroot directory with GNU tar. Follow the directions on the site and use the switches they recommend, or you'll have problems with file permissions. Finally, run the installation shell script, which would be /debroot/install.d/postinst.sh. For more info on the VNC client used, there's documentation on FBVNC on the Pocket Workstation site. In the documentation, the developer explains why he used a thin client VNC solution instead of a native X server. So if you're interested in running a full Debian environment, complete with a GUI and the ability to install applications with apt-get, definitely give Pocket Workstation a try. If you like it, drop the developer an email, let him know. Well, that's it for this episode of TWAT. For other episodes, please head to twattech.org. That's twattech.org. Remember that TWAT is community radio and that your input is appreciated. To become a content producer, please contact Droops at droops@infonomicon.org.